Okay, we are now up to Mitzvah Kuf Chav Zayin, Mitzvah 127, which is the first of four mitzvos that relate to Karban Asham. We had a couple that relate to the Olav Yored, and now we have 127, 28, 29, and 130, the last four in Parshas VaYikra that relate to Karban Asham, but they are also related to general Torah principles. The Torah tells us, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, the first of the five Karbanos Asham. There is going to be the mitzvah of Karban Asham to bring the Karban for the various Averos for Karban Asham. That's going to be in 3 days. That's Mitzvah 129, Kuf Chav Tes. The next mitzvah tomorrow will be Kuf Chav Ches, the Karban Asham Talui, which we'll learn that's about if you're not sure if you did an Aveira. Today is a specific prat that comes up within one of the Ashamos. Asham Me'ilos. There's an Issa D'Araisa of benefiting from something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Issa is counted elsewhere, but today is the Mitzvah's Aseh. If somebody gets benefit from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, not only do they violate an Aveira, but they have to pay back the Beis HaMikdash for the Hana'ah that they received, and they have to add on what's called a chomesh. A chomesh is what we would call 25%. It's a chomesh, it's a one-fifth after it's added on. Let's say they get $100 worth of benefit, they have to add on $25. Once they add on, the entire payment is $125, so the $25 that they added on is one-fifth of the total. But really, it is what we would call 25%, a quarter of what is needed. But that's what the Torah tells us in the beginning of the Parsha of Asham. Nefesh kisumo mal v'chata b'shkaga mikachei Hashem v'hevi az Hashem ol Hashem. You have to bring your Karban Asham. So that is not today's mitzvah. The seven mitzvah, all the Karbanos are counted together. V'es asher chata min ha-kodesh yishalem. You have to pay back what you benefited from. Ves chamishi so Yosef alav, and you have to add on a fifth. Ves asano so la kohen, and give it to the kohen. Va kohen yechaper alav be'el ha'asham v'nislach lo, and the kohen brings the kaparas. That's what the chinuch says right here. Mitzvahs tosefas chomesh lo ochel min a hektish o mo'el ba, to somebody who eats hektish or benefits from hektish, says the chinuch. L'shalem kol hananem in a hektish echad kachay mizbeach ve'echad kachay habayis. It doesn't matter what type of hektish we are talking about. There are two different types of hektish, as we've mentioned. Kachay mizbeach, where the item inherently has kedusha, kedushas haguf, a karbon, a spoon of the Beis HaMikdash. All different types of kachay mizbeach, kachay haguf, which is permanently and eternally belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Or kachay habayis, kachay betek habayis, if somebody is makdish something so that the Beis HaMikdash could sell it and get its value. Let's say I makdish a table from my back in my house. So what's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with that table? So that has kachay betek habayis. They could sell that and get money and use for the Beis HaMikdash. So they either type, either category of hektish, one could is subject and one could violate the Isra Me'ilah. The Minchas Chinuch does point out in Sif Katan Aleph that in either category, it has to be at a stage where it is ligavoha, where it's going to Hashem. For example, by kachay kalim or kachay kachim, there are different types of there are different stages of meila. Says the Minchas Chinuch on the fifth line, mikachay mizbeach, davi kachim kachim maal, kod chatos v'ashamos v'chadoma, avi kachim kalim, kod shlamim v'chadoma, ein maalim hem b'chayehem. When I'm makdish a shlamim, so at that point, I am not, I do not violate meila while it is still alive, because nothing is labeled yet there as ligavoa. Rakim nishchatu, v'nizrak adam, kibon de'emurim, hem le'ishim, avili kachay kachim, umalim ve'emurin. The fats of kachay kalim that are now destined to go on the mizbeach, now there's me'ila by those emurin. By kachay kachim, even before it, because that's already destined to go to the mizbeach. So by, in any a category of kachim, if it's destined to go ligavoha, one is subject to the iser of me'ila. Continuing, v'ach b'char me'konim, v'chein b'kachim kalim, o ochel kodesh b'shkaga, if you eat a karban, or other types of kedushos, that is all subject to the Isra Me'ilah. Klomar, hachruma, the chinuch quotes, even if you eat anything kodesh by accident, including truma, because truma is called kodesh in certain contexts. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Aleph points out that he doesn't think the chinuch is serious in including the iser of eating truma here, because by eating truma, you don't bring a karban, and you're only chayiv by eating it or by drinking it, or by smearing it. It's not all hana'as like mi'ila is, and one is only chayiv on a kezayis, one is not chayiv on a sheva pruta. There are many differences between eating truma and eating hektish nisra of mi'ila, so therefore the minchas chinuch, and Os Yud Aleph thinks, bevadai ashigras lishnahu, aval enu inyan lakarban lumitzvah dekan. He doesn't think that line of truma, that doesn't really belong in this mitzvah. Okay, that's just has it in with in Shigra Delishna. Kol ma she'ochal onani mimenu b'tosefes chomesh v'yavi karban ashigagaso, and you bring a karban, continues the chinuch, for violating bishogeg. This is a machlokes tanoim, whether meal is violated b'mezid or bishogeg. So if you see in the footnote in Os Hey, the footnote points out that we paskin like the shita of Rebbe Onos Zion, we paskin like the shita of Rebbe Yehuda, that hektish is bishogeg, the isser is bishogeg, and it's mischalel, the regular halachas of me'ila, where the item goes out lechulin is only by shogeg. We paskin like that, I misspoke, even by mezid, of course, there's an isser daraisa, there's an even more of an isser when it comes to mezid, when it comes to shogeg, but all these halachas of me'ila only apply to shogeg. So let's read it again. V'yavi karban ashigagaso ayil b'shnei slaim o yoser. He brings a karban, but as we pointed out, the mitzvah of the karban really is a separate mitzvah counted by the other ashamos. V'hu hanikra asham mi'ilos. This is called asham mi'ilos. V'hu echan mi'chamesh ashamos vados hayiduim. It's one of the five ashamos that you bring for certain averas. Asham talui is brought for a uncertain avera. That'll be the next mitzvah. Shnei amar kis nefesh kisimo mal v'chulu v'hevias ashamo v'chulu v'ne'amar v'esashachat. I think we've mentioned in the past the chiddush of Reb Chaim and other achronim. Reb Chaim has this in Hilchos Me'ila, that the root of Me'ila is not an independent, unique type of Isser. The root of Me'ila is an Isser Gezel. There's a separate Isser of Gezel, but stealing from the base of Mikdash has its own Isser. The Isser of Me'ila, what's his Raya? We know there's a mitzvah in Pashas Kiseitse that if there's a worker in a field, he's allowed to eat from the field. The Isser of Chasima, of muzzling, not only applies to animals, but it applies to people as well. They're allowed to eat from the field. But obviously, the Gemara says about Metziah, it does not apply if a Nazir is working in a vineyard. That's not a good idea, but if he is working in a vineyard, he's not allowed to eat the grapes there. He's not allowed to violate that Isser. Or if somebody is working in a Meister Shani field, they're not allowed to eat Meister Shani outside of Yerushalayim. That's obvious. The Gemara, though, requires a Pusik to tell me that if it's a hektish field, he's not allowed to benefit from it. Asks Tosfos, asks Reb Chaim, discusses it in Hilchos Me'ila, why do we require a pasuk? Tosfos asks the Kasha, what do you need a pasuk for? Re'ach alamuti hektish. It's asur, there's an isur of Me'ila. So says Reb Chaim, by the other Isurim, of course, there's no Havamita for it to be Mutter. So it's a Svar, you can't violate Isurim. But by the Isur of Me'ila, there's a Havamita that it will be Mutter. Why? Because what's the Chiddush of the Torah that the worker is allowed to eat in the field? There's no Isur Gezel. That's the Chiddush of Torah. There's no Isur Gezel if the worker eats an appropriate amount while he's working in the field. If it's an Isur Gezel, so maybe that's why the Isur of Me'ila, we would have thought would be waived as well. Because that root, that's also an Isur Gezel. It's not a Gezel from this person, it's a Gezel from Hektish. Maybe that's the Chiddush, Kamash Balan. This isn't Gezel of a Hedyot. It's Gezel Hektish, and that is not waived when it comes to this mitzvah. But that's how Reb Chaim says, one of the Reb Chaim's Rayas, in Nichlas Me'ila, in Parakhas Halacha Aleph, how you know that Milad Ru is an Isser Gezel. You also know that it could be Mitztarif Lizman Meruba, you could be Moal now, it'd be Moal later on, it could be Mitztarif. There is a couple of rayas that Mi'ila et Rud is an Isser of Gezel. It's a beautiful discussion that Rav Asher Weiss has, the Minchas Asher has in Parshas Vayetze on the Isser of Mi'ila Behektish, where he quotes the Medrash, the Yalkut Shimoni, he bit Yaakov, by Yaakov Avinu, by the dream, and the Sulam, and the rocks, he bit Yaakov Varat HaShemesh Vayolon Shem, Malam Mishanema Vayolon Shem Kivu HaShemesh, Lokach Yaakov Yud Beis Avanim, Yavneim Izbeach, Shenekan Alav Yitzchak Aviv, Rashi just quotes that the rocks, he's laid on rocks, but the Medrash has a little more expansive version. He took the 12 stones, and they were from the Mizbeach, from the Akedah, right, the same spot. It was on Haramoria, and he put it under his head, and that's why all the Achronim discussed the great kasha of, how could Yaakov do this? Isn't there an Isra Me'ila? He took stones from the base of Mikdash and went to sleep on it. You're not allowed to get benefit for the base of Mikdash, and our mitzvah is that you have to pay for it. So how is he allowed to get benefit? So the Minchas Asher quotes four different answers of the Achronim. This could be a separate shir that one could give. Number one, quotes the Panim Yafis, the Hafla, that maybe Yaakov didn't know that the stones were from the Akedah. And because he was B'shogeg, it was Me'ila B'Hektash B'Shogeg. And Me'ila B'Hektash B'Shogeg, the halacha is, we alluded to this a minute ago, that if somebody violates Me'ila, it goes out L'chulin. The item loses its Kedusha. So here, once it lost its Kedusha, he was allowed to sleep on it. And that's why the Pranam Yafis says, what happens right after he wakes up? He has to be Mekadish, the stones again. What's he pouring oil on the rocks for? Because he was violated the Isra of Me'ila, B'shogeg, and it was Yosei L'chulin, so he had to be re-sanctified, and that's why he had to pour the oil on. That's the Panim Yafis. Says the Milchas Asher, it's very hard to assume that Yaakov Avinu violated the Isra of Me'ila. We know the Gemara talks about that the no takala comes to tzadikim, and surely here, Hanas Haguf, very difficult to suggest that he violated the Isra. So says the Milchas Asher, he thinks, answer number two, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a tremendous nes, as we know, and he made the stones become one. So maybe it loses its status. Just like we have the concept of Shinui Kone by Gezela, if somebody steals something that is Mishana, they don't have to pay back that item anymore, because Shini is Kone, they just have to pay back money. And you have that concept in Maseches Baba Kama by other areas as well, that let's say by Esnan Zona, if a Zona gives an animal as payment for her gets an animal as payment for her services, and then somehow she's Mishana it, she gets wheat that she grinds it into flour, so again, that's not going to be usher because Shinui changes the halacha. So too here, says the Minchas Asher, maybe if you have an item of the Beis HaMikdash, and then it's Nishtaneh, so then one would not violate this, and no Isra Me'il anymore. So that's his suggestion here, it became one big stone. Number two, the Magen Avraham quotes in his Sefer on Chlomish Zayis Ra'anan, maybe it was Pikuach Nefesh, he needed these stones around him to protect him from Chayos Ros. A little difficult to understand because the stones we usually assume are little stones that he's going to sleep on. It's not a wall that are protecting him from the wild animals. But that's the answer to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham also gives another answer. Maybe it was Shalok Derech Hana because it wasn't the usual way to use stones. Anyway, that is the discussion of the Minchas Asher. Why wasn't there Me'ila when Yaakov Avinu lay down on the stones? But that's related to this mitzvah. Let's continue. Misharshia mitzvah back in the chinuch. What's the shortest part of this mitzvah? Laseis aim of a year. Al kaladam is kari binyani hakodesh. Wanted to be very careful and be in awe of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll have later on, there's a mitzvah daraisa of Morim Mikdash. There's an iser daraisa of Me'ila. But this is part of that unit of mitzvahs that relate to Beis HaMikdash. I've already written many times the importance, the largest was in Mitzvah Tzadik Hei, where he talks about Vasuli Mikdash, the importance of having a place to be inspired by, and this is one of those parts of that framework that one can't get benefit from, for Lehedyot, Letzorach Hedyot, from the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Medina mitzvah, what are some of the halachas? Well, we mentioned already. Mashamru Rabbi Sidon Zechon Levracha. Usually, if somebody violates this or a me'ila, the item goes out and becomes chulin. There is an exception to the rule. Two exceptions to the rule. Right here, Gemara Kiddushin Nundalin. Shehamoel achar hamoel imarisho bishkaga ha'achron pater. That's the usual rule. If somebody does me'ila after somebody else does me'ila, the second one is pater. Lefisha kfarnes chalal ha'hektish. Achar sheharisho nischaye b'tashlumin ubekarbon. If the first one really violated me'ila, the second one is pater because the item is no longer hektish. V'im harishon b'mezid she'ena b'taras karbon. If the first one was b'mezid, we paskin if somebody violates me'ila b'mezid, that's an issa daraisa, but that's not a carbon. A carbon is only b'shogeg, like most averus only are mechayev a carbon b'shogeg. Ha'achron b'taras me'ila. The second one would violate me'ila because it was not yotzei l'chulin. But even b'shogeg, there are two exceptions. V'ein mo'al achar mo'al b'megdoshin ela b'behem of a klisharis bovad. Even by shogeg, if you have an animal that is kedushas haguf, or klishari, something that is always inherently kadosh, so then those never leave, even after me'ila, and therefore if somebody violates me'ila after somebody who already violated me'ila, it will still, the second one would still violate the iser of me'ila. Look at the next paragraph, Dini Amila, turning the page, as we said before, the difference between Mizbech and Medek Abayis, we've quoted in the past the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, what the difference between those two categories are. At the end, if we have time, we'll mention it again. V'shir Me'ila B'Shava Pruta, the Shir Me'ila is Shava Pruta, that was also, we mentioned one of Reb Chaim's rayas, that Me'ila at root is an Isser Gezel, because it's not Kizayis, it's Shavar Pruta. Shavar Pruta is a monetary type of shear. That's how you know it. Root, it's a gazel. V'dvarim shehutru b'achilam in akarbanas. The chidav adds, anything that a person is allowed to eat, kugon b'sar chatas v'asham akas rikas daman, after the basar, the meat of a chatas and an asham, which kohanim are allowed to eat. O shtei alechem, akas rikas dam shtei kvasim, or the shtei alechem brought on shvuas, after the blood of the shlamim that are brought with them are sprinkled, ein b'hen mi'ila. As we said before, mi'ila is only usur by something that is destined and labeled as Lashem Lagavoa. If it's able to be eaten by anybody, even just Kohanim, there's no Me'ila. Afilu Achal Azar Me'ilu Ocheyot Sebe'ilu. Even if somebody is not allowed to eat it personally, Ho'al Vehin Mutaran Lemixas Bnei Adam Lehanos Mehen Kolanena Mehen Lo Ma'al. Still, there's not going to be Me'ila once somebody has the ability to be able to eat from it. And the halach is specifically in this mitzvah, one has to pay, and one has to add on a chomesh. As we said, skip a couple of lines. Go to the next page. V'hachomesh hu echan me'arba al hakaren. As if chomesh is one quarter of the karen, 25%. Achyehu v'chumsho chamisha. Until altogether it will be one-fifth after it's added on. That is the halach of chomesh. There's a big sugya in the achronim that's discussed in Meruba and elsewhere. How do we look at this payment of chomesh? We know if somebody gets mi'ila, violates mi'ila, they have to pay the principal, and they have to bring a carbon. The principal is for sure what's called mamoni. It's a monetary payment. The carbon is for sure in the world of kapara. It's to get atonement. What about chomesh? Is the chomesh like a... It's a fine, it's for sure a fine, it's an added, it's extra, but is that an extra to the mamon? It's an expanded mamoni payment, or is chomesh more connected to kapara? It's part of the kapara that I have to pay an extra fifth. This is a big sugya in the achronim with a number of nafkamina. First nafkamina is, what about bizman hazeh? The Rush in Baba Kama says there's no chomesh today, and he doesn't explain why. The Nitziv in the Shiltos, in Hemek She'ela Kuf Yates, the Shiltos says, well, it depends on our issue. If you would say that it's more of a mamoni type of payment, so then the Nitziv says it should not apply today because only mamon sheyesh bo chisaron kis applies today. But a mamon she'in bo chisaron kis, the Gemara says in a number of places in Baba Kama, we don't have the power to inflict that and to make somebody pay like knas, so it wouldn't apply. But if it's kapara, says the Nitziv, it should apply today. The Minchas Chinuch in two mitzvahs from now, Kuf Chav Tes, is very strongly a believer that the chomesh should apply today. I'm sorry, it should not apply today. But for the opposite reason of the Nitziv, if it's mamoni, says the Nitziv, it should apply today. But the Minchas Chinuch says it has a kapara element. Kapara element, that's like karban, and we don't have the power to do that today. But it's a nafkamina, either way, whether it should the chomesh applies today or not, whether it's more of a kapara element or a mamonis element. Tosfos in Baba Kama Kuf Yud discusses, could a person be mochel? Let's say the Kohen wants to be mochel on the chomesh. He's not, I don't need the chomesh. Is a person allowed to be mochel on the chomesh? Or let's say the case, he mentions Truma. Truma also has chomesh. Could a Kohen be mochel on the chomesh? So it's not so clear that you're allowed to. So if it's a mamoni payment, of course you can be mochel. But if it has a kapara element, then obviously maybe it cannot be mimocha, unless you say mechila is like, it's as if you got it. But if you don't say that, then the kohen would not allow to be mimocha. Okay, a couple of other, is there chomesh la'achar misa? If the person dies, do the yarshim have to pay? That's a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch in the end of Os Sifkatan Chaf, if they have to pay. So again, it might be totally on this issue, whether it is chomesh or it is mamon. Okay, weiter. Says the chinuch benohagas bizman abayis bizcharim v'nekevus. This mitzvah applies bizman beis hamikdash bizcharim v'nekevus. The overall lev achal onana basiyas maisam and hektash. If somebody violates b'shavar pruta b'mezid loke u'mishalim, they get malchus and they have to pay mashachasim and a hektash akaron levad. What they were machasir from hektash if they did it b'mezid, because by mezid there's no chomesh. The halacha of karban and chomesh is only by shogeg, not by mezid. But the halacha is loke u mishalim. Right, what you might be thinking is the Minchas Chinuch's kasha in Os Tes Zayin, and that is, we know there's a principle called kimle b'drabamine. You never get two punishments, misa and mamon, malchus and mamon. So how here could you get malchus and mamon? That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, and he quotes the answer of the tzlach of the Noda Yehuda, which the Minchas Chinuch says, you see the last four words in Dibur Maskel v'Hadinim, v'dvarav mitukim midvash. A very sweet answer. What's his answer? What's the Tzlach's answer to this question of how could you get Malkus and Mammon by Me'ilah? Says the Tzlach, really, Kimle b'derabamine, you're only chayiv on the more stringent punishment, but that's only b'dei Adam. But b'dei Shamayim, you're really chayiv even on the Mammon. Let's see, Malkus and Mammon. So Malkus, you're chayiv Malkus, but Mammon, you're chayiv b'dei Shamayim, but you don't have to pay. Bezin is not going to make you pay. But here says the Tzlach, we're talking about Me'ilah, you pay to the base of Mikdash. So we're talking about b'dei Shamayim. You're chayiv b'dei Shamayim, so that's why you have to pay. That's the Tzlach's beautiful answer. That he writes in Meseches Ksubis Daf Lamed Hey, right? The Menachas Chinuch quotes it in Oz Tezayin. That's how you can have both punishments. The Chinuch says this only applies Bizman Habayis. Can it apply Bizman Hazeh? There is a tshuva written by the Sharei Tzion. Sharei Tzion of the tshuvas of Rabinovitz, the Rav of the Kotel. The Rav of the Kotel, Bizman Hazeh, he has tshuvas at Simin Zayin. He talks about Bidin Me'ilah B'Kosel Ma'aravi. Is there an Isra Me'ilah? Are you allowed to lean on the Kosel? Are you allowed to stick your hand within the Kosel? Getting shade from the Kotel, L'chor, is not an Isra Daraisa for sure. The Minchas Chinuch says in Os Yud, there is no Isra Daraisa Me'ilah by Kol, Mara, and Reyach. Something that's not tangible. If I listen to the Levium because I love the singing, or I look at the Beis HaMikdash because I love the aesthetics, it's a beautiful structure, or I smell the Ktores, by any of those that's not tangible, there's no Isra Me'ilah Daraisa. Maybe there's Isra Rabbanan in some cases. But one could say that getting, let's say, standing in the shade of the Kotel, number one, it's not tangible. Number two, there's a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim that says the wall is built for Litocho, for the other side of it. So maybe there's no Isser of leaning on the other side. But this is a big discussion in the postgame, whether it is appropriate to stick in Kvitzloch, which is the Minhag Yisrael, but is it appropriate halachically, or to lean on the Kotel, or to do other items of the Kotel. So there are, Rav Nevenzal, for example, Rav Nevenzal, at the end of his Sefer on Beinam Etzarim, Rav Nevenzal is not a fan. Are you allowed to lean on the Kotel? Says Rav Nevenzal, Zuba'aya Gedola. Yesh Bazeh Chash Isser Me'ila. Vechash Isser Tuma. B'mashamachlis Yadav Tocha Avanim. Sheima Yesh Sham Isser Tuma Mikdash. Ubiya B'mikdash Shema Biya. Are you allowed to put Ptakim in? Says Rav Nevenzal, Hashem knows what you want, even without sticking the paper in. Yesha Osem Kane. Amnam Eim Bazeh Inyan Kol Shehu. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shomea Tfilo V'yodea B'li Pitka. V'yein Shechel Afnei Kisei Kvodo. So he's not a fan. He'll acknowledge that that's in the minhag of Klai Yisrael to stick the Kvitzloch in. But just to note that there are some poskim that are against it. Okay, he says, Dana poskim imutur liga babnei akotel yishmakam lahachmir, says Rav Nevenzal, nida tzichel hachmir b'zei yoser. Okay, there's a discussion in the poskim. There are look around. There are poskim that are mako, but this is the discussion. The Sharei Tzion there talks about a very serious issue, and that is, he says there are some people that take some parts of the Kotel home with them. They scrape off a piece of the rock, maybe when nobody's looking, and he talks about all the major prontness or me'ila, iser of lo sasu ke'el Hashem lokechem, destroying part of the Beis HaMikdash, various isurim. But even though the Chinuch says that this only applies bizman Beis HaMikdash, it could be that. According to some poskim, at least, this applies Bizman Hazeh as well. We're running out of time, but there is an important discussion in the two discussions. The Minchas Chinuch and Os Ches discusses the issue of Gidulei Hektish, items that come, if I makdish a tree and a fruit grows on the tree, l'chore there is an Isser of Hektish, but the Gemara in Pavasra Ayintes has a big discussion. What about Chatzer? If there's a chatzer of hektish, and hektish is kodesh, I mean, through chatzer, is there me'ila? That is not so clear. That has to do with whether there's a kinyan chatzer for Beis HaMikdash, which has to do with lamaisa, whether there's a kinyan chatzer for Beis HaKnesses. If you find something in a shul, does it automatically belong to the shul, or is there no kinyan chatzer by hektish? That's the discussion in Os Ches, in the Menachas Chinuch. And also, just to note, in Os Chav Beis, we know there's a principle called Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. If I send somebody to do an Aveira, so he gets the Aveira and not me. There are three exceptions to the rule. One of them is the Isser of Me'ila. If I make a Shliach to do Me'ila, then I, the Mishaleach, get the Aveira. There is a much-discussed Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, Zayin Beis, says there's only one exception to the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and that's Me'ila. That's a big problem, because the Gemara in Kiddushin says there are three exceptions. Me'ila is one of them. But Me'ila is for sure an exception, even in the language of the Rambam. That's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Os Chav Beis. Okay, we'll stop here, and Bez Hashem, we will continue to tomorrow, the next time, Bez Hashem, with the mitzvah of Asham Talui.